That was Jerod Mayo this morning on the Greg Hill Show. Patriots Monday on WEEI. It's Jones and Keefe live from Gillette Stadium. That got the ball rolling on the speculation for a quarterback switch. And I think if you were like us driving around this morning en route to Foxborough.
Oh, yeah.
You perked up when you heard that answer. It's like, oh.
That's something.
What do you mean? You got to talk about it in the squad meeting.
Which I think we should apply to our show from now on.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you guys got on the show?
I mean, a squad meeting.
Haven't had our squad meeting yet.
Yeah.
Got to break it down.
We get in and have the squad meeting before the show.
We do.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if people ask us prior to that, like, what are you guys talking about?
We haven't had
our
squad meeting yet.
No idea.
Buzz off, Ken. We haven't had our squad meeting yet.
You going to talk about the Pats Dolphins?
Yeah. I don't know. Hey,
maybe.
Hey, Mike, why don't you back off? Squad meeting's coming.
Squad meeting's coming.
Yeah, seriously.
In short order. But no, it was a big difference from the previous couple of weeks. When it was also coming off a loss, a bad loss, right? It's been three straight bad losses. Two of them scoreboard-wise, one of them just play style-wise.
Yep.
And the fact that you had the lead and you're at home and all that other stuff. So three straight losses, you're asking these questions, and he was pretty adamant in weeks past that it was Brissett, right? And sort of deflecting onto other things and other issues, like a team-wide loss, team-wide, all that kind of stuff. This was like,
I haven't heard.
I talked to the guys.
Yeah, I haven't heard, hang on, I got to address the team.
I was like, whoa.
You know, and that's not I'm taking a little bit of liberty with what he said, but like he left the door open. And so then you get the subsequent reporting.
I'd say wide open.
Yeah, wide open. Yeah. Thank you. It's not just a jar. It's
wide open.
Keith. So subsequent reporting, and I just think it's important to go through both of these. Mike Reese, not a bomb thrower.
No.
He's not constantly given hot takes. Like
facts. He works in the world of facts.
He's not going to go out on a limb unless he feels pretty confident about something. That doesn't mean he's right 100% of the time, and he makes it clear to say it's opinion analysis, but a notable shift in Jerod Mayo's answers regarding the quarterback situation in his day after video conference compared to past weeks. Mayo said last week the team won its only game in an unsustainable way, and he seems to be strongly considering a switch to Drake May. Unsustainable meaning they scored, what, 16 against Cincinnati week one?
Yeah.
Whatever the point total was.
Well, also, it was like they didn't turn it over. They played great defense special teams. Like, are you going to be able to do that every single week? Like, there's no room for error if you're a defense and special teams.
It's hard to win scoring 16 a game, right? And they're scoring even less than that. They wish they scored 16 a game. They're scoring
12.4.
So Adam Schefter, quote, tweets Mike Reese and says, a quarterback change could soon be coming to New England with rookie first-round pick Drake May potentially starting Sunday against the Texans. He added in another Instagram post that it's not just about Jerod Mayo. Also, sources seem to indicate Houston's the week. So I think it's at least a week too late, maybe 5 weeks too late. But it sounds like it's actually happening, which means there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Because make no mistake, yesterday was rock bottom. Yesterday was as bad as it gets and as bad as it's been in 30 years around here. They're 1-4 to start the year in back-to-back years for the first time since 92-93. Yesterday was rock bottom. And my guess is a lot of people have had enough, but specifically Robert and Jonathan have had enough, and they said, okay, we're not doing it anymore. Bunch of empty seats, tickets crashing on the secondary market,
right?
Booze at the stadium. We're not doing that anymore. We're making the switch, and we're making it now. That's my guess.
Here's my hot take of the day.
Yep.
Is Alex Van Pelt was trying to do what he could to save Jacoby Brissett's job yesterday, that he did too much, and he cost him his job. That was not a game where Jacoby Brissett should have thrown it 34 times. Based on how effective the run game was when they actually ran it, and based on the score, like throughout the entire game, they either had the lead or they were down by, you know, a possession or less than a possession.
Yep.
So if they just, say Brissett threw for a buck 15, didn't turn it over, which he didn't, and Ramondre and Gibson combined for 200 rushing yards and they win the game 17-15. Probably fewer calls for the job, right? I mean, I think some, like you and I, maybe Wiggy, are still like, how about the guy? Like, you know,
right.
The offense isn't great, but a win changes so many things. Like, a win is so much different. Instead, you have the fire drill ending where the veteran quarterback is supposed to know all the, you know, down distance time, throwing it in the middle of the field without any timeouts left just so you can get a completion for nothing.
By the way, for a borderline 10-year vet in the NFL, it's 8 years or whatever it is,
but
a guy who's been in the league going on a decade, he doesn't know you can't throw across the middle of the field?
And I'm not saying he was wrong at any point, but for Mark Sanchez, of all people, on color commentary, to just be like ripping him throughout the game.
It's,
he's like,
so
you got to get the ball out quicker.
He's like,
oh,
man,
you can't have that.
He's got time back there.
That guy's open.
Three steps, like, it's got to be out. That guy's open. Can't throw across. Like, Mark Sanchez is
Sanchez
is ripping.
And he was right,
a new one, and he's 100% right.
There was a ton of those situations. So the last 2 weeks, it has really stood out that the quarterback wasn't making plays and also, you know, kind of hurt the team.
Yep.
Right? Whereas before, you're like, all right, like, good enough. Remember? And like, we would push back with some that would say, what an unbelievable job he did. It's like, all right, that's too strong.
Yeah.
He was good enough.
He's a miracle
for
worker
a couple
out
weeks.
There. That was
good
a bit
enough.
Much for me. Yeah.
The last 2 weeks, not so much. And it's the only position on the entire team that you have a guy with all that upside just sitting there.
Yeah, like
any other 1-4 team that had any other player like that at any position would probably try them to see what kind of spark it could lead to.
Right. Nick, not to put you on the spot, but how did Hunter Henry refer to Drake May again? Because you say, Keith, you know, you just have this piece just sitting there waiting in the wings that could easily
practicing
improve
with the
things.
Team. He's on the roster.
Now, we saw him at the end of the Jets game.
Yeah.
And he moved the football
Drake's
on that
Drake's a great
player.
They could use more great players.
They could use
not
more
to oversimplify
great
it. But if they have any great players available, they should play them.
But sometimes it's not that complex.
Just like Drake's a great player.
Just get your great players out there, and you'll be fine. Picking up with this, Keith, because they were totally undisciplined yesterday.
Yeah.
12 penalties in the game. You know, you have, I think, a number of poor coaching decisions, like right before the half, poor clock management.
That's an odd question.
Both halves.
Well, yeah.
I mean, one's game, but like end of the second quarter, end of fourth quarter.
Well, but. So that was poor clock management. Do you think I was bad coaching? I feel like that's more Brissett. Like, do you think the coaches were like, yeah, throw it over the middle of the field to Hunter Henry?
No, probably not. So, I guess that's poor execution. But I think anytime, like, when teams are on the league, we
do it all together.
Stuff, yeah, stupid
fair.
Stuff also does go kind of back to coaching, right?
Fine.
You're like, all right, you got to have those guys. Yeah,
you're right. That's fair. So poor clock management at the end of both halves. And it was, in Gerard Mayo's words, a carbon copy of the Seattle game right before halftime, which was abysmal. But here's another coaching issue. And Bedard wrote about this today, and you were harping on this earlier. I like some of the numbers he has here. He says, despite leading for nearly the entire game.
Yeah, that's what's crazy.
Which I'll interject. The Patriots played the game on their terms. Game script could not go better for them. They were in control. They were leading. Van Pelt called 36 dropbacks that produced 160 yards. Just 18 running plays for 141 yards. So one more time, 36 throws to 18 runs. They ran for 141. They threw for 160. And he kept calling for throw after throw after throw. You think?
To save Brissett. I think they're very
not
sensitive.
Not great, Bob.
No, it's not.
I think they're sensitive to the quarterback decision and how people are harping on it. And I also think Van Pelt and Wolf might be getting a little bit of heat from Mayo, too. Be like, all right, we're going along with this plan.
This is your plan, guys, and it's terrible.
It's playing out right in front of our eyes. This can't be great. And so they say, you know what we're going to do is we're going to turn things around, and we're going to pass our way to
okay.
a victory.
And meanwhile, all you had to do was pay attention to Miami on the other side. I was crushing McDaniel last week. I'm like, this guy's supposed to be an offensive genius.
Yeah.
Where's that gone without Tua? And none of us think Tua's even that great, so where's that gone?
Tough
What's your
year
thing?
For the offensive geniuses.
It is, but look at what he figured out in the second half. He knew to run.
Yeah.
Here were Miami's three possessions in the second half. 56 yards, field goal. 57 yards, field goal. 80 yards, touchdown. You want their game-winning drive?
Yes, I do. Of course I do.
Run for 3. Run for 16. Run for 2. Run for 18. Run for 2. Run for 8. Run for 3. Touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So Miami figured it out and said, we're going to run. This is what we're going to do. The Patriots watched that. They watched Jacoby Brissett, and they continued to throw time after time after time. So Mayo said today, a decision or a change, rather, with the play caller isn't on the table at this time. They're not making a change with Alex Van Pelt. You can make a change real easy with the quarterback, and it sounds like they're about to. And by the way, they should.
It's early, and if there's not changes, you can't rule out Alex Van Pelt not being the play caller at some point. Like them removing it, because that's what happens. You look around the league, dead last offenses, and they're teetering right now with Miami. Miami, at the very least, could say our quarterback got hurt in the second game. Now, it's a horrible offense, right? Like, they need to change it around. None of their backup quarterbacks have thrown a touchdown yet. Skylar Thompson, Tim Boyle, and Snoop Huntley have all played. None of them have thrown a touchdown.
That's amazing.
So they at least have that. Like, so as you're watching that game last night or yesterday, and the offenses are both so bad, one team was on their fourth quarterback. One team was on their chosen starter. So the fact that they averaged the same amount of points, I think one looks a lot worse than the other.
No, I would agree with that. And so, you know, you say, what would they do? You suggested McAdoo before T.C. McCarthy. I mean,
yeah. It happens all the time, by the way. Well, not all the time, but it does happen. And we usually don't pay attention to it because for years, Brady is just dominating with whoever the coordinator was. But around the league, they'll be like, big deal, right? When, like, all right, they'll be on the it'll be on the ticker. So-and-so.
This guy's taking charge, over play calling.
Taking over play calling.
You see that all the time.
All the time.
And, like, they legit – I'm far from the first person to say this, but they legitimately could bring back Patricia and Judge, and they would be doing better offense. Like, those offenses did better.
So they've gotten worse each of the last 4 years.
O'Brien was worse than Patricia and Judge?
He was.
Van Pelt is worse than Patricia and Judge.
And O'Brien.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, oh, yeah. No, it's gone down.
Oh, I'm sorry. And he's worse than O'Brien.
Patricia and Judge somehow were even better than O'Brien, but even O'Brien was better than
yep.
Alex Van Pelt.
No, it's going in the wrong direction.
Correct.
And, you know, maybe some of that has to do with some of the quarterbacks you trotted out there, which would tell me
perhaps.
Don't worry so much about the play caller. Worry a bit more about who's under center, and maybe you'll get better results. Jesse is in New Bedford. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
This is what I get upset about. Well, I think some of the media people are either compromised or they kind of just a sheep. I don't know, because Dan Orlovsky's one of these media guys that you got to sit on. He's going to develop. But about a week ago, Anthony Richardson for the Colts got hurt. And then his take was, well, you know, the best available, you got to be available to play. And the only way you can develop is if he gets on the field, and he can't do that because he keeps getting hurt. So he's going to change his play style. And I dropped my remote. I'm like, this is the guy that's saying that Drake May needs to sit, but Anthony Richardson needs to play to develop. So all I'm saying is I'm just tired of excuses. I'm tired of these media members regurgitating whatever talking points the Patriots or whoever wants to put out there.
Well, Jesse.
God, Drake May, enough is enough.
Jesse, watch this. Watch what happens. Watch what happens when Drake May goes out there and plays.
Oh, the right call.
How many people change their tune?
You need those 5 weeks of seasoning.
Just wait for it.
Like, who was he talking about, by the way?
He was talking about Dan Orlovsky.
Yes, I couldn't hear him. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, no, he is a hard guy to listen to when it comes to the Drake May.
Oh, if he
was the you couldn't give me all the money in the world to play Drake May.
Yeah, well, originally, originally he said Drake needs to sit for 2 years. That was his original take.
That is an insane take.
And he said now that you could not pay him enough money. So look, just wait for it. You know who said what. You guys pay attention out there, Patriots fans. You know who said what. We've been saying the whole time, play this kid. Play him, he's going to get better by playing. We've been consistent, now we're going to find out who's right. Listen to how people change, though, once he gets out there.
It's going to pay me enough to start Drake May.
Yeah. Like, listen to what he starts saying.
It's not your call.
Let's say we get an announcement tonight. I'll be curious.
Maybe this afternoon.
I'll be curious to hear Curran tomorrow. Because Curran's been a big, you can't roll him out there yet.
Yeah.
It's not ready for him. You can't do it. Like, once they make the announcement, I'll be curious to hear Curran, quite frankly.
Do you think when Jacoby Brissett is on the afternoon show today, they're going to prepare, like, his last meal?
Okay, well, good question.
Is it going to be one of those situations?
I was asking, Brian is going to run their Twitch, I believe, here today, and I don't think they know if it's Brissett yet.
I bet it
is. Now,
that
doesn't mean it isn't, but I don't think they know if it's Brissett.
Man, what a weird spot, but I'm all ears. I want to hear that.
All of a sudden, Drake May just pops down. And that's their interview? Yeah. All right, Jacoby.
Yep. On your way. Any final words?
Hey, why don't you stop by after squad meeting, Jacoby? Why don't you pop in? Is there anything you'd like for a meal?
Anything written on your metaphorical tombstone?
There's some leftovers from EEI's broadcast upstairs if you want the
mac and cheese is delicious.
Steak tips and mac and cheese looks quite lovely.
Half
I think
a cookie.
There's one dinner roll that fell on the ground. If you want that, you can have that. That'll be your final meal as Patriots quarterback. Christine is in Connecticut. Go ahead, Christine.
Hi, guys. I've been listening to everybody going back and forth about the quarterback. The writing's on the wall. They're playing to tank. They didn't hire an offensive coordinator. They hired one who was the last man standing. They didn't make any moves on a left tackle. They could have gotten Justin Fields or one of these guys with a lot of upside at quarterback, but they paid more money for a worse quarterback. They're not getting a wide receiver. And it's just like, what are they doing? So they're tanking for this year, but they can't say that. They want another first-round pick or a close to top-round pick.
Okay, so if they're tanking, you would keep playing Brissett,
you would just
right?
keep playing Brissett.
Yeah.
Honestly, I push back on that because we've gotten texts like that over the last 4 weeks. I'm like, no, they're not. But the way she describes it, it's kind of like, well, that's true. They got the last man standing offensive coordinator. They didn't address the offensive line. They didn't spend any money on receivers, and they're playing Brissett 5 straight weeks. What does that sound like to you? Now, the only reason why I say no is most years teams in the NFL tank. It's when Andrew Luck or Trevor Lawrence, not that that's worked out necessarily, but when it's like
a quarterback.
Next level quarterback is available. That's not – you already have your quarterback, or at least you hope you do, and this isn't like an unbelievable quarterback draft necessarily.
When's the last time people were tanking to get like a position player? I would say it might have been like Reggie Bush, and he didn't even end up going number one.
Yeah, it probably hasn't really happened that much. But, I mean
– like me, and I say position meaning a non-quarterback. When's the last time that happened? So Look, I don't want them to. I have no idea what they're doing, to be honest. I thought they should have started Drake May week one. So I have no clue what they're doing. I don't agree with any of it, but I would like to think they're not tanking.
I hope not.
I think they just, you know, didn't spend a lot in free agency, didn't bring in
any
talent.
But if you're not playing the if you're not playing the best quarterback,
okay, but
and you didn't address your biggest need,
okay, but if they start playing Drake May, they're not tanking anymore,
correct?
Right?
Yeah, yeah, cool. They haven't done that yet.
No, right. But I'm saying if
oh yeah, no, that argument goes out the window. Like, but as of right now, on October 7th,
yeah.
Like okay, I can't really disprove that.
And look, I mean, maybe you feel like you're throwing Drake May out before he's ready, and that leads to the tank. I just know rookies are playing well. We came in after 2 weeks and we're like, boy, the rookie class looks like it's struggling. And so are the Patriots onto something? We don't like it, but are the Patriots onto something? And then, you know, after week five, it's completely flipped. And weird, the young players keep getting better and it's not hurting any of their teams. All of the other teams have winning records playing a rookie quarterback. Every single one of them. Is this Rondo? Rondo on Block Island. Go ahead,
nice.
Rondo.
Hey, this is Rondo from Block Island. How are you doing? I just have one comment for you to consider.
Okay. Uh-huh.
If we were to play Drake May, let's say now, and assuming he doesn't get hurt, maybe we get next year, hypothetically, the 10th pick in the draft. Or would we rather keep Brissett in and possibly get the number one pick and get multiple picks from trading that away?
Okay, Keith, I understand the take. So would you rather tank and get the number one pick and package that for whatever, or play Drake May, be better, not great, and still get a top 10 pick?
I don't know if you're picking 10th with Drake May. As much as I want him to play, like, let's not go crazy. Like, you still have to play Buffalo. It's like, not to go through the whole schedule. How many wins is Drake May getting with this team? It's still all of the other same pieces.
Okay, but fine. But let's play it out and say they do get the 10th
okay.
pick. I'd still rather have the 10th pick.
Yeah, me too, because then I think Drake May is ready, better suited for next year than he
yeah.
would be
I mean,
otherwise, Mr. Brissett.
I would still rather have pick 10.
For an entertainment purposes?
Yeah.
Like, good Lord. Have Drake May out there immediately.
Yeah, and like, I understand that's not the best reason, but did anyone like watching that yesterday?
Did you like any
aspect of watching that yesterday? Flags, teams that can't snap, teams that commit, you know, boneheaded penalties, play after play after play. No offense, nobody can throw.
Unwatchable football. It's one of the first
bad
times
coaching.
It like blended into, I need to watch this for work.
Yes.
Like, that's not how I view any of the sports. That's why I like, this is the best job in the world.
I heard
but, like, it worked into, like, I need to watch this. I have to watch
I heard Chris Curtis say this yesterday. It's the first time this year. I felt this way a lot last year.
Yeah.
But it's the first time this year I'm like, red zone is too tempting.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's doing the Patriots a disservice because, well, number one, you go to red zone and you see actual quality football elsewhere.
Guys just slinging it all around the yard.
But I was watching
the
Patriots hoping it would go to commercial so I could flip back to red zone and see what was going on because that was more interesting than the game.
Yeah.
Chris is in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Chris.
Chris?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey.
Hi, Chris.
Hey.
So, first time caller. I've been listening to you guys forever.
Nice.
Well. So, at the beginning of the season, we all said we were going to get, like, 3 wins, right?
Yes.
Well, some people did. I said 6, but yeah.
So, I said 3.
So, let's look at the AFC East right now.
Okay.
Everybody's garbage. Everyone.
Huh.
Bills, Jets, Miami, all garbage.
Okay, are the Bills garbage?
I don't think the Bills are garbage. They got smoked by Baltimore, and then they just lost a close.
I don't think they're garbage either, but they've had.
But they're maybe not as good
loss.
As you thought.
Yeah,
The Jets and the Dolphins definitely aren't as good as you thought. So his overall point, I agree with. The AFC East is worse than we expected.
Yeah, isn't that a reason to go to Drake May?
Oh, maybe he means it's winnable. Maybe he means if they went to him originally, maybe you have a chance.
I mean, this is what I think. And we said this earlier. Like, I don't know. They'd probably have 2 or 3 wins if they had Drake May out there, which is the same as Chicago.
Yeah.
It's the same as Denver. It's not even as good as Washington. So that's my stance. They probably have 2 or 3 wins if they went with Drake May, but I can't prove that. Let's even say they were 1-4 and they have the exact same record. My guess is it would at least be trending up on offense. And maybe you win yesterday against Miami.
Right.
You don't beat Cincinnati, but it's the same record. I'd rather be trending up than trending down. And that's how I feel about that.
Yeah.
Speaking of trending, we got Billy Lanny
all right.
with all the latest here, and then we're right back with the grab bag. Ooh. Stay tuned.